A God sighting is when you look back at 1 week, only 1 week. We look back and see where our God had been faithful, where he'd been loving, where he'd helped you, where he'd been active in your life. His protection, his provision, his healing, his revelation, anywhere where you know that you know this was God that was active in your life. And we tell it as testimonies because the word of God says we overcome evil by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And we make his name famous so that people hearing our stories will know that this God is living, that he is good, he's a loving God, and they need to get to know him right away. So we do this once a week, and these are your stories for this past week.
More my bloom Janine. My God sighting vandag is die Here is bly getrou. My man Dries is maandag gegaan vir die kanker op sy lyf op die velkanker uit te sny. Ek loof en prys die Here. Hy is so goed. Hy het hom deurgedra. Hy versterk hom, hy gee hom krag. Ons hou vas aan die Here, want ons het net die Here. Ons wil vanmôre al die lof, al die eer, al die aanbidding aan die Here gee, want hy bly getrou. Mooi geseënde lekker naweek wanneer jy so bietjie weggaan. Al die eer aan die Here. Mooi bly Janine. Tata boy Marty Hora Park.
Môre is Dionie van Germiston. My God sighting vir hierdie week. Ek wil nie sê vir die week nie, maar vir die jaar wat verby is, is net alle dank en eer aan God dat ek my vrou nog 'n jaar ons huweliksherdenking mag seëvier. 38 jaar vandag en ons kan getuig dit is nie maklik nie. Die aanvalle is daar, maar ons weet en ons mag daarop staat maak op Filippense 4 vers 13 vir julle praatjie vanoggend. Deur alles wat ons rigting kom, alles wat ons na kant toe gegooi word, ons is content. Ons hou uit, ons hou vas en ons weet waar ons krag vandaan kom. En baie dankie aan my wonderlike vrou Zelda vir hierdie dag ook. En alle dank en eer aan God. Lieflike dag vir julle. Dankie, tot ziens.
Goeiemôre by Nantjen en ja, hoe amazing soos hier in die vroeger in die week is ek besig om stilte tyd te hou en skielik hoor ek die geroep van 'n hoop hoop. En het kom net in my gees op dat ek moet dadelik Psalm 103 vers 1 tot 26 tot 22 oor almal verklaar wat siek is, daarom wil ek het nou ook verklaar. Ek wil die Here loof met alles wat in my is, wil ek sy heilige naam loof. Ek wil die Here loof en nie een van sy weldade vergeet nie. Dit is hy wat al my sonde vergewe, wat al my siekte genees, wat my red van die graf en my met liefde ontferm kroon. Wat my die goeie in oorvloed laat geniet, my die jeugdige krag van die arend sien, die Heer laat geregtig en reg skiet aan almal wat verdruk word. Loof die Heer, magtige engele, wat sy opdragte uitvoer, sy bevele gehoors. Loof die Heer, alle hemelwees, wat hom dien en sy wil doen. Almal wat deur hom geskep is, loof die Heer op alle plekke waar hy heers. Ek wil die Here loof. Shalom, sorry.
Goeiemôre Belinda Allen hierso. Ons God sighting vir die week is dat my dogter was besig om haar meestersgraad in BSc biochemie te studeer en gister het sy gehoor dat hulle haar meestersgraad gaan opgradeer na 'n doktorsgraad toe. So ons is verskriklik trots op haar, maar alle eer aan God, want ons glo definitief so God se hand was daarin, want ons het regtig daaroor gebid en binne 'n kwessie van 'n week het die universiteit teruggekom en gesê dit is wat hulle vir gaan doen. So ja, alle eer aan die Here en ons hoop julle het 'n geseënde dag en 'n geseënde naweek.
Good morning. My God sighting is that this week I was at the hospital because I have to go for a procedure, but it's government and so I was sitting there and what we do is we evangelize by asking people, are you going to be sharing heaven with us one day? And that's the door to open up to win souls for the Lord. And so I did that, and it was actually wonderful. There was one man that gave his life to the Lord, and there was two or three others as I sat next to them and asked the same question. And they were not too sure, but as things went along, that is what I was doing. And then at another place where I sat next to a young man, and I said to him, "Are you going to share heaven with me one day?" And he says, "Oh yes, I'm a bishop in his church." And he was so excited about the Lord and the coming of the Lord. It's going to be soon. And it was actually very nice. Anyway, when it was finished and I had to leave that area and I was just saying bye, I just heard him shout, "Bye-bye, see you in heaven." So it was just a blessing for me to see that. But I'm just grateful to the Lord that we can use any situation that the Lord gives us just to win souls for Him. And we give God all the honor.
Yee-haw! Friday day. Happy Friday, family. Yeah, God sightings. I don't know where to start. I mean, from being almost just about physically attacked by a staff member last week Friday and calling me out as Mr. Christian the whole time. A friend at church actually revealed to me Acts 19. He says that the guy is obviously possessed. And Acts 19, where the demon actually says, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but you I don't." And then pounced on seven brothers of Sepha. And I just want to say that as he revealed to me that, "Listen, you guy, this demon recognizes you, that you got the seal of the Holy Spirit in you and Jesus," you know, and it's like, wow. And it's sometimes we don't really realize it, but, you know, it was just a confirmation that, you know, I am a child of God and even the demons recognize me. And I just want to say thank you, Abba Father. To you be the glory, the honor, and the praise. And I'm thank you that I am saved and that I can be a light to the world for your name's sake. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Goeiemôre, dis Zelda van Germiston. Ek wil vandag net die Here eer met my God sighting. Dis vandag my en my man Dion se 38ste huweliksherdenking en alle eer aan God die Vader, vir 38 jaar. Dis net God se genade en al God se liefde vir ons, dat ons vandag ons hande kan lig en God prys en eer vir 38 huweliksjare. Amen.